Hello.
Hello, Carol.
Yes.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion poll about Fresno County. Am I talking to Carol Martin?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Great. On March the 5th of this year, as you may know, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will
yes.
You probably almost certain?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote for those offices?
That's probably 50-50.
50-50, thank you. May I ask you what year were you born, or you prefer not to say?
1933.
Thank you so much. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white or Caucasian or African American or black or Hispanic or Latina or Asian?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not certain.
I'm sorry?
I'm not certain.
You wouldn't feel comfortable with any of the two options?
Well, I think it's going in the right direction.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Will it be public infrastructure like roads and bridges? Will it be housing affordability? Will it be public safety and crime? Will it be homelessness? Will it be inflation and cost of living? Will it be water policy? Will it be jobs and wages? Or will it be parental rights in education?
It would be in crime. I'm concerned with the crime.
Public safety and crime?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each other. Towards each one as very favorable. You may say you feel very favorable or somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. We have those four options.
I prefer not to answer this.
I haven't given you the names just yet. Once I mention you their names, if you tell me that you prefer not to answer, I can put it down, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Have you heard about Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
Do you have an opinion about him?
Yes, it's very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. Do you have an opinion towards Paul Dixon?
No.
Have you heard about him?
No.
Okay, never heard of him. Okay. Have you heard about Gary Breadfield?
No.
Have you heard about Steve Brando?
No.
Okay. The other two, I know you have heard them, but again, you can tell me if you prefer not to give your opinion about them, okay? The next one is Joe Biden. How do you feel towards
unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Very, okay. The next one is Donald Trump. How do you feel towards him?
I was favorable for him.
Okay. So would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Diane Bordeaux, Bordeaux, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, and Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member, for whom would you vote? Will it be Bryce Herrera, Diane Bordeaux, and Steve Brando, county supervisor and businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, or Gary Bradfield, businessman and city council member?
Bradfield.
You say Gary Bradfield?
Bradfield, isn't that the last name?
Yeah. That's the one. I got it right here. Thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bradfield, businessman, council member? Are you very certain? Are you somewhat certain or not certain
somewhat
at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you so much. Would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfield as a Fresno City Council member as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm really not familiar.
Oh, okay. I have an option for them. No problem. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely
how
to vote
more,
for...
How much more is this?
I think we're almost done. We have reached the 70% of the survey. We're almost done.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let me read the first one for you. A candidate who will bring, would you be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate? A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for this person?
I would be somewhat likely.
Somewhat more or less likely?
Somewhat. More or less?
Yeah. I mean, we have the option of somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely. Which one would you...
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for... a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
I would. I would be likely.
Would you say more or less?
More.
Somewhat or much more?
More. More likely.
The more options we have, much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry for the confusion. Thank you for that. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is a Democrat?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more, thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who has left the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
What?
Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Less likely.
Would you be,
Somewhat likely. Whatever.
Okay. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is 80 years old?
Somewhat likely.
Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Well,
yeah.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Okay, this was the last one of this kind of question. I'm going to read you statements about the three of the candidates for county supervisors. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance or if there is a fair chance or a small chance or no chance that you will vote for that candidate, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Steve Brondeau currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brondeau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhood. Brondeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that, that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote
good
for
chance.
A good chance? Okay. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, you will say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance,
A fair chance.
Thank you. Gary Bredfield currently serves on the Fresno County Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will
vote for? A good chance.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Dion Borges, Steve Rondeau, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dixo, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, and Gary Bretzel, Business and City Council Member, for whom would you vote? Bryce Herrera, Dion Borges, Steve Rondeau, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, or Gary Bretzel, Businessman and City Council Member?
Bretzel.
Bretzel. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think...
You know, I don't want to answer any more questions.
Oh, we have reached the 95%. The rest is nothing to do with political...
Okay, you better hurry.
Yeah, okay. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong. No, a strong Republican.
A strong, okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, not college, post-HS, some college, four-year college graduate, postgraduate school or degree?
No, I just went 1 year to City College.
Just 1 year of City College, thank you. Mm-hmm. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or you...
Yes.
Or are you living with... Oh, you rent or you own?
I own.
Own. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your patience, your participation, and time. We really appreciate it, and your community, too.
Thank you.
Have a nice night. Take care. Bye-bye.